Hey, CyberWork Hacks is back to keep you up to date with the CISSP exam. Today, InfoSec Bootcamp instructor Steve Spearman joins me to talk about the new changes to the CISSP's common body of knowledge, how these changes to the CBK should or shouldn't affect your study and preparation for the exam. Keep learning and keep it here for another CyberWork Hack. Welcome to a new episode of CyberWork Hacks. The purpose of this spinoff of our CyberWork podcast is to take a single fundamental question and give you quick, clear, and actionable solutions, or give you a new insight into how to utilize InfoSec products and training to achieve your work and career goals. So, for example, today, Steve Spearman is an InfoSec instructor, and among his many areas of InfoSec expertise, he is our bootcamp instructor for one of the most desired, demanded, and elite certifications, ISC Square's Certified Information Systems Security Professional, or the CISSP certification. So for today's CyberWork Hack, Steve and I are going to break down some of the forthcoming changes to the CISSP's Common Body of Knowledge, or CBK, in 2024. Thanks for joining me today, Steve.
It's my pleasure, Chris.
All right. So, Steve, as we know, the CISSP has made some pretty noteworthy changes in what it calls its common body of knowledge this year. So, or it will be soon. This involves shifting priorities of certain topics or assigning different weights or importances to different security concepts in order to keep up with current cybersecurity practice. So can you talk about what the CBK changes will look like and when they're exactly going to take effect?
Yeah, I would love to. And if it's okay, why don't I step back just a bit and talk a little bit about what is the CBK? I mean, so it stands for Common Body of Knowledge, and it really is the official truth about the CISSP. If there's a question on the exam, it should originate from the CBK. In fact, one of the questions I get asked quite a lot is like, should I get the CBK? Because you can buy it. It's expensive, but you can buy the Common Body of Knowledge. My general recommendation to students is, you don't need to. The official study guide is much more readable. It contains probably 90% of the CBK. There's been some interesting talk about the fact that somebody did a little bit of an analysis and they were able to find questions in different resources available from the ISC2 looking at exam questions. And they couldn't really find topics in either the official study guide or in the CBK. But that doesn't really help us much. I just think it's an interesting fact. The CBK is where, you know, questions come from. So the ISC2 makes changes really almost pretty strictly about every 3 years. Triennially. Anyway, I'm not going to.
We made it. Again. I think.
Close enough. Close enough. Viewers will understand. So the last one was, the last one was 2021. The before that was 2018. And with that transition, they added a point to the software. They took a point away from the telecom. So the main change that they've made is that will take place, and it's going to happen April 15th this year, 2024. Is they are adding a point to the domain one, which is the management, the governance management. Okay. It is in many ways sort of the anchor for the whole exam. This is a management exam, and it's going from 15% to 16%, and they're actually taking a point away from software. They're taking a percentage away for software. I think it's worth understanding, you'll hear the term waiting, like
exam weights.
Waiting is not actually a really good way to describe what's happening.
Okay.
Waiting would imply that the questions in domain one are more important than the ones in it just means the amount of topics that are in the thing. They're adding some content to domain one, and they're, I don't know if removing it from the software domain or
streamlining
or just
it
adjusting. Yeah, exactly. So the only thing that really happens in the exam that's more like a true weighting is we don't know the algorithm. We don't know the scoring algorithm, the exam itself, but we, but there is, the exam does measure difficult questions in a manner that's different than quote easy questions. And every question on the exam is literally ranked as easy, medium, or hard. And ultimately, your ability to pass the exam is tied to your ability to get hard questions, correct? So anyway, so the big changes are they're changing the weighting for those two domains. And then interestingly, they're going back to change both the number of questions and the length of the exam. So in order to kind of get to what's going on with this, I want to go back to a little bit of history. In June 1st, 2022, the CISSP decided to increase the number of questions on the exam and increase the time. So on that date, they increased the number, the minimum number of exam questions on the computer adaptive test from 100 to 125. And the maximum number of questions went from 150 to 175. And then they increased the exam time by 1 hour. So it went from 3 hours to 4 hours.
Okay.
Interestingly, when they did that, they didn't change the number of scored questions at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. In other words, they just did it to have more sample questions, and sample questions are questions that are being statistically validated for use in a future exam.
Interesting.
So in other words, they don't benefit test takers at all. I've been kind of complaining about this for a couple of years.
You're basically doing unpaid labor there for them.
It's kind of unpaid labor. Exactly. It's like, you know, and adding an hour to every, you know, to every test taker's time or whatever, it's like, and they're getting all the benefit. I suspect that they probably now have a very, very, very healthy database of usable questions that have been statistically validated, because on April 15th, they're going back. It's going to be a 3 hour exam. Minimum number of questions is 100. Maximum number of questions is 150. So that's the other significant change.
So I know that ISE2 is, you know, makes these changes every 3 years, but can you talk about why you think they made these specific changes? And I won't say weights, but these changes and allocations to their certification. Like, what aspects of the industry were they trying to address by making these changes, do you think?
We can't really know exactly, but they do. The ISE2 does have a board that does a review of the questions and the certification and the common body of knowledge. That board determined that, you know, they needed to adjust the weighting, you know, those domain weightings and add some content. And I don't have a other than, you know, what the ISE2 has said and other pundits have said, I don't really know exactly why that decision was made, except to feel like, you know, the CBK and the change in the CBK all come down to trying to make the CISSP relevant, like maintaining its relevance in the marketplace. And so their own internal analysis must have shown that there was, you know, a need for that change.
Yeah. I ask only because of past guest Leighton Johnson. We did this with the CISM certification, and he was saying that there's a massive change over there from going back to the security side, from the management side. So I know that, you know, they're always thinking in terms of like addressing specific needs in the industry. And also I realized that there is sort of a black box nature to what they do, especially with regards to test scoring and so forth. But I appreciate the insights there. So if you're currently studying for the CISSP, but not scheduled to take the exam just yet, and I know the changes are coming in April 15th, like at what point do you need to change your study or learning strategy, if at all?
I would say, you know, like, first of all, today you really can't change it. There's no new material available. The ISE2 is going to drop their own internal training content on April 15th and not, you know, before. But historically, if you've done, so if you have the experience requirements, this is an exam that you have to lean into your experience a lot. You need 5 years in order to become a CISSP. You need to have 5 years experience.
That's worth pointing out.
And you've then been doing the kind of methodical study that's necessary to pass this exam. I strongly suspect that, you'll do fine. I don't think you're going to see earth shattering changes.
Yeah.
That would be pretty disruptive. And I'm sure, even though I'm not dismissing the significance of those changes, I'm sure that they were, properly evaluated. Historically, when those changes have happened, it didn't really impact the way that you prepared. So I guess I can't be too definitive until we see what happens April 15th, but I suspect it'll be the same thing. Yep. You'll methodically, prepare the same ways you have in the past.
Yeah.
I think it's probably something
that if you're already well on your way, you just steady as she goes. But if you're considering starting to study for the CISP at this point, you might almost want to wait until we get closer to April 15th and you have a better sense of.
Yeah. Or just the opposite. You've been studying, you feel like you're ready. It's make sure you schedule it before April 15th.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you're ready and you want to be able to work within a kind of a known quantity and know, then yeah, go ahead and take it. That would be my advice, I guess. So
yeah, it's no less of a CISSP that you get if you get this one versus the brand spanking new one.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously InfoSec's all about helping our students pass their certification exams with flying colors. But, we also want to be with you for the long term and help you retain that info and use it to level up your skills and your career. So, Steve, I want to just ask more of a broad brush question. For people who are taking the CISSP, I know that an awful lot of the buildup to it is that you're just pushing a metric ton of stuff into your head so that you can pass the exam in the moment. What aspects information on the exam would you say are most crucial to continue learning and practicing to keep your skills at the top of the heap?
The thing is, I think that gets into more just core preparation stuff, which is, content and content, understanding how to take the exam, and the techniques around that. I'd love to have another discussion with you about kind of recommended, ideas around that. But the content, like I said, we don't expect any dramatic changes. You should just keep working with the content that's currently available. I have opinions about sticking with ISE2 material. And additional stuff. There's other things that I recommend. The skills website on InfoSec is excellent. But I lean heavily into the official study guide practice exam. I'm sorry, not practice exams, the study questions and the practice exams and the official practice test third edition to kind of help the thing. And again, the benefit is it helps you identify the areas that you're weak, that you can continue to study on. So, I think that, your actual preparation doesn't change a lot and you need to, keep plugging away. Again, my recommendation for people that really want a shortcut, your best option is a boot camp. Yes. There's no question that the boot camps are effective.
Yeah.
I think extraordinary, a good boot camp they're extraordinarily effective at helping people prepare for this exam. So,
well, I hope our listeners will keep listening to the Cyber Hack series, because in a few weeks here, Steve will be talking to us about what a boot camp is like for CISSP. So
that would be great. I'm looking forward to it.
So as someone who's taught so many students over the years, Steve, what's your top piece of advice for studying for and taking the CISSP exam?
Top piece of advice is do lots of questions. Mm-hmm. I hate to break it down, but so you need to understand how to take the exam. That's maybe for another, cyber hacks thing, but you need to understand how to take the exam. What are the techniques you use? All that sort of stuff. You also want to familiarize yourself with the content, as we said, but honestly, the key thing is lots of questions.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, if you decided, hey, I'd like to run a half marathon, You know, you're going to not just, okay, day of the marathon, and you haven't put on your running shoes.
Just,
you know,
read a book about how to run a marathon. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. So
you got to put the miles questions in.
You got to put the miles in. And your best way, most important kind of technique to do that is to do lots of questions. So.
Well, perfect. Steve Spearman, thanks for getting us caught up on the new aspects of the CISSP. Appreciate it.
It has been a pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
And thank you all for watching this episode. If you enjoyed this video and felt it helped you, I hope you'll please share it with colleagues, forums, or on your own social media accounts. And definitely subscribe to our podcast feed and YouTube page. You can type in CyberWork InfoSec into any of them, and you'll be well on your way. There's plenty more to come, including more CISSP with Steve Spearman. So if you have any topics you'd like us to cover, absolutely drop them in the comments. We read them, and we take them to heart. Until then, we'll see you next time, and happy learning. How about some free cybersecurity training resources for you and your team? Just go to infosecinstitute.com/free to get ebooks, training guides, and more than 100 cybersecurity training courses, all free for CyberWork listeners. Go to infosecinstitute.com/free and start learning crucial new skills today.